His name is, well, he's a state senator, Rob Sampson, and I know you're friends with him.
Oh, my, yeah, my former colleague, yes.
Your former colleague.
Yes, good morning, Senator Sampson.
Good morning, Gary and Brad. Nice to join you, and pleasure to run into my old friend once again.
Yes, it's nice to hear your voice. Congratulations.
By the way, President Trump has postponed the operation more than 2 weeks. I'm sure that you you know this. What is the big deal that makes it one of those things that you don't want?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a difficult issue, of course, and a very serious issue, probably too serious before to be before 9 a.m. in the morning. But something that I think that all Connecticut citizens should be very, very aware of. I think that our governor, Governor Ned Lamont, and Attorney General Tong have really stepped in it. I think they're on the wrong side of this issue. Illegal immigration is becoming a significant and serious problem in our country, and it has become a serious and significant problem in our state. And the Democrats, rather than trying to enforce our nation's legitimate rule of law on that subject, are trying to use illegal immigration as a tool for politics. And that is coming at the expense of the public safety of Connecticut citizens, and that's why I'm opposed.
Why do you think that is? Some would say that it's to gain more votes for their party. Would you agree to that, or is there another hidden meaning behind that?
Well, I think that Democrats see illegal immigration as an opportunity to do a number of things. I think the long-term game plan certainly is to turn those folks into voting members of our society so that they can ensure the future electoral success of the Democrats. But in the immediate situation, and the, going back to the census question, which is a separate news topic but related, this is how we determine how many votes or how many elected officials various states have based on population. And they want to ensure that the population increases in areas where they have power and therefore increase their influence. In Connecticut this past year, a very, very terrible bill passed, an expansion of what was already the law in the state called the Trust Act. And basically, this is a law that tells our local law enforcement officials, the local police, the Hartford police, to say if they stop someone and they become aware that this person is wanted by federal immigration authorities. And that doesn't just happen because that person is here as an undocumented person. Typically, it happens because they have committed a crime already. Our Connecticut local and state police officials are actually under Connecticut law restricted from cooperating with ICE. I think that's a very dangerous policy, and that's what's led to this drama over the week, the past week.
It's circumventing the law of the land.
Exactly. I mean, it's an illegal law. It should not exist. And, you know, I'm very much in favor of our lawful, legal immigration system.
Yeah, but talk
The United States takes in over a million people every year.
Talk about the dangers and the dangerous implications that this would result in.
Right. You're basically putting a certain segment of the population, not immigrants. They like to forget the word illegal.
Illegal, yes. I say that all the time. Yep.
Right. And it's not even illegal immigrants. It's actually illegal immigrants who happen to have criminal records or are known gang members or are on the terrorist watch list. These are the people that the ICE officials are coming to apprehend in our state. And for our the head of our state government, and other leaders in the Democratic Party to be standing in their way is shameful, disgraceful, and it is dangerous.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, one of the reasons, I think it's very, very clear, one of the reasons that the other party wants to let everything fly is because they want the votes. You mentioned that earlier, and there's no...
Yeah, but you know what? There's dangerous implications here, because like Senator Sampson just said, these are illegal immigrants.
Illegal.
Not immigrants, illegal.
They're, right.
And they already have dangerous backgrounds to begin with.
Well, this is what,
and they're bringing it to our communities through sanctuary cities, and you know that.
No question about it. No question. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, it's really shocking. I mean, watching the presidential primary debate or the Democrats a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Every one of those folks on the stage wants to offer free health insurance benefits, and essentially an open borders policy to invite illegal aliens coming across into our country. And sadly, they are trying to use this as a wedge issue to paint people that disagree, who simply want to follow the rule of law and maintain the public safety, as if somehow we are racists or are bigoted in some way. And that couldn't be farther from the truth.
Senator,
one of us, the three of us, are all certainly descended from immigrants. And every person in our society is. I'm very much in favor of, in fact, increasing lawful immigration if we can do so to the benefit of our society.
Listen, we're running out of time. I just got one quick question, if you can give me a 30-second answer. So the Connecticut legislature is out of the session right now, of course. What are you going to do about this very issue in the next short legislative session in 2020?
Well, thanks for asking that, Gary. I have been trying to repeal the Trust Act all along, and I will continue to try and repeal policies that encourage illegal immigration into our state, like legal alien driver's licenses, and in-state tuition and so forth. But right now, the most important thing is to make sure that people on the street are aware of this issue, and we are educating folks so that they know how to vote in the upcoming elections.
Hey, we thank you so much for being with us, and good luck to you.